You're listening to TalkZone.com, Internet Talk Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, live from the multi-million dollar interstellar media broadcast communications studios, it's Lawyers Who Needs Them, featuring Randall Simonetti and Jim Hartman. And now, here's Jim and Randall.
Thank you very much. Thank you for listening in to Lawyers Who Needs Them. I'm Randall Simonetti.
And I'm Jim Hartman.
And my partner, Mr. Hartman, is considered one of the nation's top trial attorneys, and he's argued before the United States Supreme Court.
And my partner, Randall Simonetti, is the founder and CEO of Ignition Consulting, serving business, education, and nonprofit clients throughout the United States.
Well, each week, Jim and I attempt to take the mystery and complexity out of our legal system.
And inject some common sense and a sense of humor back in.
Yes, his timing is just absolutely smooth today.
It is. I'm a little off.
Yeah, you play golf off in that heat today. That's the problem.
It's hot.
Yeah,
it's
hot.
I'll tell you,
you're tough out there.
Right.
Anyway, each week we'll be answering questions from our loyal listeners and even those who aren't so loyal.
Right.
And we're happy to do that. And if you have a question for us, please send it to info@lawyerswhoneedsthem.com. That's info@lawyerswhoneedsthem.com. And we'll be happy to answer those questions on the next show. And if you want to learn more about Jim and I don't know why you would, but just in case, you can say, how do these two guys escape and get a show? You can look us up on the official website of Lawyers Who Needs Them, which, of course, is lawyerswhoneedsthem.com. So for your questions, info@lawyerswhoneedsthem.com. And for general information, lawyerswhoneedsthem.com. And now we have no time left for the show.
That's right.
All right.
I wondered how long you can
go on with this
lawyerswhoneedsthem.com.
Well, you know, it's what can
get
I tell
into
you?
Something.
All right. Are you ready?
I'm always ready. The only thing is I'm exhausted from listening to the .coms.
All right. So without any further ado,
yes,
let's kick off this week's edition of Lawyers Who Needs Them. Well, last week, California's Proposition 8 banning same-sex marriages was overturned by Judge Vaughn Walker, the U.S. District Judge.
Well,
so what is that about?
Well, it's exactly what it's about. They took this case to court some time ago, right after the Proposition 8 was passed. And,
right,
of course, that was passed
by the people.
By the people.
The people.
You're going to talk or am I
going to
talk?
Well, I'm just saying the people.
The people. Thank you very much. You want to say the people anymore?
Or
you want to give me an opportunity to respond to what you asked me to respond, to which you asked me to respond?
People.
Okay. Now, the court held, in a 130-page decision, which I haven't read because it just came out, and I don't think I'm going to read it. This thing is going to... I've been reading, you know, for 50-some years, I've been reading these boring briefs and decisions. My God. Why should I read it? Because you know it's going to be different. It's going to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, which, by the way, is the most liberal circuit in the nation, and they probably will affirm the district court judge. But after that, it's going to go to the United States Supreme Court.
Right.
You see, it's not only California that's affected, but it's 45 other states have
same-sex.
No, they don't have same-sex prohibitions. They have the Definition of Marriage Acts.
Okay.
They define marriage as a marriage between one man and a woman. And so those states would be affected. Now, let me say this. The Ninth Circuit only includes certain states in the West. There are 12 circuits.
Right.
So that it won't bind other states, but it is sort of authoritative persuasion.
Okay.
Or persuasive authority, or whichever way you want to put it. And so it will have some effect. Now, what the judge has done, it seems on his own motion, he is staying the effect of his decision for a couple of days, and he's asked the lawyers to submit more paper on this. I don't see if they're going to deforest the United States with the paper they have
just
to submit on
this
issue.
Right.
And so that he can see, and then whether he wants to continue the stay until the Ninth Circuit makes its decision, because after all, people will get married or not get married based on whatever this decision
is.
And so, for that reason, to do that. Now, he reached the decision based on two things, and both contained in the 5th and 14th Amendment, and that is equal protection of the law and the Due Process Clause. So that he has determined that the Proposition 8 violates equal protection and denies due process of law to those who want to engage in marriage, because he has determined there is an absolute right, fundamental right to marry. And it's a question of who can marry who. For instance, does that right mean I can marry a fox terrier? Or, you know, does that mean there's a fundamental right to marry, but between whom? Between what people?
Right.
Now, I'm not saying I'm taking either position. In this.
Why should you?
You're
an attorney. You're equivocal.
That's right. That's it. If you're not equivocal, don't go to law school. even going there is equivocal. But the fact, that, as I see it, is I don't care. I really don't care. It's not an issue that I'm going to get. This country and the world is going to you know where in a handbasket. And I am not going to get crazy over whether or not we ought to have same-sex marriage or not. To tell you the truth, I don't care. You live together. What's the difference? You got a marriage certificate. You want to adopt children? Go ahead. I'm not so sure I like that part of it. But the rest of it, I just can't get excited about it. I don't get excited about the people who oppose it, and I don't get excited about the people who are in favor of it. So they're making a whole thing out of this. But the question is, I can see a real serious question where they say you have a fundamental right, absolutely fundamental right to marry. To marry what? A snake? I'm going to get married to a hippopotamus. We're going to go down the aisle. First of all, you get the hippopotamus in church, and it's going to be tough getting her down that aisle. But I want to marry a male hippopotamus. Bear in mind that this would extend to any kind of hippopotamus. Remember Chumley?
That's
so,
right.
from
last
week.
Right.
So the point is that it creates a great many questions. And I think that they deserve some attention. And I think ultimately the Supreme Court is going to have to decide this. Now, I think the trial was made. Why they had a trial, I don't know, because the facts are all the same. Nobody's disputing the facts.
Right.
It's a question of law. They should have had a summary judgment. But I think a lot of people wanted to show off. The judge made a sort of a circus over it. Then you have these two lawyers, the former U.S. Solicitor General Theodore Olson and his opponent in the Gore against Bush case. And that was David Boies, who's a very,
right.
you know,
they're
accomplished
very,
lawyer,
very, accomplished
very
well-known
lawyers.
Yes.
But they both represented those who wanted to overturn the Proposition 8.
All right.
And they got together and, you know, they gave their time and everything, and I give them credit for it. I don't agree with the result necessarily. I mean, I'm not necessarily agreeing with the overturning the Proposition 8, not because of the due process or this or that, but because the people of California.
The people, I said that earlier,
right,
the people.
You did say it. You said it enough. Let me say it.
All right.
You said it enough.
The people.
But the people.
For
and
the people and by the people. Right?
Isn't that? You touched me. You really have touched me.
Can I touch you on the next topic?
Tears are coming to my eyes because I think you are touched. Anyway. We're going to see how this develops in the appellate courts, but obviously it's important to a lot of people.
Yeah.
I'm more concerned about the war in Afghanistan and the war here and the war there and the killing and murdering and maiming that's going on than I am about people who want to marry
a hippopotamus. All right. Okay. Well said, James. And I'm sure if the folks are still standing at home, they're probably very relieved that you have taken that position.
Right.
If we could figure out what it was.
We don't know what position it is. I didn't take a position.
I took a
position that I don't think it's important enough to take a position. But listen, that's my opinion. To people who are gay or lesbian and want to marry, that's an important issue. It's probably the most important issue in their mind.
Exactly.
All right. Okay.
Well, let's switch issues for a moment.
Let's switch.
All right. Republicans want to review the birth citizenship area covered under the 14th Amendment.
Well,
and this has to do with
very interesting.
Bringing people
very
into the country and
that's
being
right.
naturally citizenized.
Right. Well, you are not citizenized. If you come to the country and become naturalized, you do that through the immigration and naturalization process.
Right.
But the 14th Amendment, the United States Constitution, which is always quoted for everything, says right as it starts, Section 1, all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside.
There now, you have it, ladies and gentlemen.
That's it. And that's I read it, because...
Flawlessly.
It says... I did, as yes. a matter of fact.
So what does it say? Or what does it mean?
Seems pretty simple to me. If you're born here, you're
a citizen, period.
Which means, like some person said, you mean two Brazilians can come here, have a baby, go back to Brazil, and that child is is a United States citizen.
Well, that's...
And that's the difficulty that people see in it.
There you go.
For instance, the immigration now, Mexicans come here, they get a child, they bear a child, the child is a United States citizen. He may also have dual citizenship. I don't know.
Right.
That's up to the other country.
Right.
From whence the parents came to the United States to have this child. So the point is...
What is the point?
The point is that there is some objection to the fact that when you just come here, have a baby, that person has no other connection to the United States except that. So
this is reasonable in your mind. This is reasonable to look at this.
It's reasonable to examine whether we want to do it. There's both sides
to
it.
Okay, I agree with
you.
Now,
the thing is this, that the 14th Amendment of the United States Constitution has to be amended. It is a constitutional provision, so they would have to pass an amendment to the Constitution that would take two-thirds majorities in both chambers of the Congress and a three-fourths vote of the states, as you know, because the provisions for amending the Constitution are contained
in the Constitution. That's right.
And they provide for how you have to have an amendment. And it's a drawn-out process. So we're going to have to see. I don't think this thing is going to go anywhere, but it is something to pay some attention to.
All right. Well, those were... two very in-depth and pithy topics to cover this morning.
You certainly were.
We're going to take a short intermission. You're listening to Lawyers Who Needs It. We'll be right back.